Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome. It is Chris Williams filling in for Steve today, and I have in studio with me Dr. Alice Benton.
Howdy.
And Mylon Yurkovich.
And I just got back from Dallas, so howdy.
Ah! Howdy. Howdy. Howdy, y'all.
No, all y'all.
See, all
there's
y'all.
More than, you know, all y'all is plural.
Okay, so today is a significant day for me.
Mm-hmm.
This day marks the 20th anniversary that my wife and I shared vows of I do.
Wow.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Thank
to you.
You.
Congratulations.
So,
Amber, way to put up with him.
Yeah, no
I'm
kidding.
Praying for you,
no
lady.
Kidding. Well, here is something that I thought a lot about as far as our marriage goes, but life goes. So in Psalm 103, it's a psalm of praise. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and do not forget all of his benefits.
Mm.
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So here's what I've been thinking about. And it speaks specifically to our heart's passion and work. And it's this, healing.
Hmm.
We walk through life, I say our entrance fee onto planet Earth oftentimes, or for all of us, is pain on some level or another. We live in a fallen world. And that pain, as I like what the Howie Love describes it, as imprints. It shapes us, it forms us, it imprints itself onto our lives and how we show up, especially how we show up to relationships. So my question to you guys is, why does healing matter and what does it do when we get it?
Hmm.
Gosh, it's life-giving. It takes pain and turns it into deeper relationship. It brings about the image of God into our families.
Hmm.
It draws us closer together. There's so much more to say about it, but healing is life-giving if we're willing to pursue it, and it's hard to pursue.
Hmm. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Chris, it's a great question, but it's essentially a decontamination process.
I like that. Yeah.
We are completely influenced by the world. The Bible says, be not conformed to the world. And we don't stop and think. We tend to think in the present tense of that. Mm-hmm. But we don't stop and ask, but my family was part of the world that raised me, that created many of those imprints. But I also have a sinful nature, regardless of any outside influence. And when we receive Christ, we're positioned at the right hand of God the Father. But then growth from that point on and having a passion for the Lord and doing what he wants is a part of God continuing to cleanse us from those old influences. And it, like you said, Alice, it makes life better. We're better lovers. We're better caretakers of one another. And I mean that in the good sense. It's just something we all need to do. And I don't think people really get that concept very much. It's called sanctification.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, we're better lovers, better friends, better caretakers of the world around us. I've also seen people go through healing processes that also their creative nature comes to life.
Absolutely.
We're better creators.
Absolutely.
So in that, as relators and creators, is how we reflect the image of God. Healing is essential to that. If we can help you, and we can, on some level or another here at New Life, give us a call, 1-800-229-3000. If you're struggling in particular areas, check out our workshops, check out our books and our resources, as well as a nationwide network of therapists. Healing transforms. That's why Jesus did it all the time. And to your point, Mylon, it decontaminates us of our toxins. So We look forward to jumping into phone calls. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life. And Chris, Mylon, and Alice, and we want to talk to you. Give us a call, 1-800-229-3000. And right now we are going to Wanda in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, listening to us on Sirius XM. Wanda, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Well, talk to us today. What do you have going on?
Well, I have a friend that has a problem, and I would like words to speak, scripture to speak, and action to take on how to deal with relatives that keep badgering this person and telling her that she is going to hell because she attends a church where a woman is a pastor.
Oh, wow. Okay. So your friend is getting kind of harassed by her family because she attends a church with a woman pastor.
Correct.
And then your question is, what should her response be to her family? Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
That's a great question.
Wanda, is it her nuclear family with whom she lives or more extended relatives?
No, it's grown children. It's her daughter that has left home. But she comes back when they work. They are in agriculture, and the daughter comes back to help pretty often, and she's confronted with this. Actually, the daughter and one of her friends are kind of aggravating her.
Mm-hmm. Does she bring it up frequently?
Does the person...
The daughter bring it up frequently?
Who do you mean, do they bring it up?
The daughter to her mother?
Yes.
And do you know how she has been responding to it?
I don't know for sure. She said, actually, she had told me, I'm at the point where I actually think I'm just not going to go to any church.
Hmm. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, you know what? What she's being told is entirely inaccurate and not accurate. It doesn't make any difference who is speaking. She can't be going to hell if she believes in Jesus Christ. To become saved means I believe in Jesus Christ, that he paid for my sins, and I'm going to accept his gift of his covering, and I'm going to be wrapped in his righteousness and clothed in his righteousness. And that's so she can't be going to hell if she knows Christ, you see. What they're saying and what you reported is being said can't be true if she's a Christian. It doesn't make any difference who's speaking. Now, the topic of whether a woman should be preaching or not is a controversial topic, admittedly, but it has nothing to do here with the statement, you're headed to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's your scripture. You asked for scripture. There's a biblical concept. If you believe in Jesus.
What is that? Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's called John 3:16. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If she believes in Jesus, John 3:16, she has eternal life. She's not going to hell. And I think when we are having discussions with people or we're being attacked, we have to stop and listen and ask, what's the central issue here? Mm-hmm. Is what they're saying true? They may not like my choices.
Yeah.
But that's certainly not true if you're a Christian.
And I think, Wanda, you know, one of the things you said is that her pushback, dare I even say persecution, from her family over this issue is getting her to even question her faith or her commitment to her church.
Right.
And I would kind of push back on that in the sense that, you know, one of the things that we have to learn, whether we do or not, it's going to be essential. And that is maturity comes with tolerating differences.
That's a great point, Chris, because a lot of us don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. That's part of that healing process
exactly.
that you're talking about.
Yeah. And so how do I relate to people who believe differently than myself? Mm-hmm. And obviously, that becomes more challenging the closer the relationship mm-hmm. is. And so even me and my own family have had to have lots of tough, hard conversations, and some of them have been messy. I would even say some of them have been hurtful. But we're committed to keep coming back. She may not be in a family that's committed to keep coming back, to keep, as Paul would say, the unity of the bond of the Spirit. But what I would say her original bond needs to continue to be is to her faith, to her belief in Christ. And I would hate for someone else's voice to knock her off mm-hmm. of her pursuit of Christ in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Wanda, I would guess that the daughter's protest has some deeper meaning to it, that there's some older pain that's coming out in a very inappropriate way, but perhaps there is history that helps explain the daughter's concern and her approach. So I would advise your friend to look for the deeper root to her daughter's concern. Perhaps it was a way that the mother hurt the daughter in the past, or the mother was hypocritical in how she taught faith to her daughter. There's something there, but it doesn't make it appropriate, and it doesn't make it something that needs to be tolerated with the way the daughter is delivering
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So I would advise these four steps. Daughter, you care about my salvation. There's good in that, that you care about what happens to my soul. Thank you for caring about my eternity. Your approach is hurtful, and I can no longer hear your concern if you're going to keep delivering it in this way. So either your friend decides, I'm not able to talk with you about this, I'm not able to hear this from you, or I will hear your concern in a respectful, kind way with a third party present. And maybe that's a therapist who can help monitor and guide the conversation. And if her daughter keeps hurting her and is disrespectful, daughter, I will have to walk away from you and take some time apart from you if you keep treating me like this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about
okay,
that?
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Well, and the good thing, Wanda, is this show is also recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. And your friend can go back and listen to it as well. And I would
How would you go back and listen to it?
It will be online or on New Life Live app. We have New Life has an app, and we also have it online on our website.
NewLife.com. And you can go to recorded shows and re-listen to this.
And in Wanda, we're going to send you, I think, a really important resource. It's called Toxic Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the book really lays out what happens when our, as we were saying before, Mylan, when the contaminants of the world or our own lives, our own pain, mixes with our faith and toxifies our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so it helps you differentiate between that which is healthy faith and that which is unhealthy faith. So Wanda, thank you so much for calling in today. That book will be coming to you, and we do. We hope that your friend discovers healing and restoration in the family.
You know, there's just another aspect, and that is this daughter could also be in a church that is very rigid mm-hmm. and very punitive and judging of other people. And
yeah.
that is also common. And so that's a possible another source for that.
Exactly, yeah. And that's part of what toxifies
absolutely.
The faith. Absolutely,
yeah. And that's why we really have to try to see and evaluate whether the people we are following are healthy.
Yes.
You can have people that have been to seminary and know so much about the Bible, but they're not relationally healthy.
Yes.
And they're very rigid. Mm-hmm. And when people are highly rigid, that's a danger sign.
Well, and I just want to point out, too, when people become rigid, that oftentimes looks like high levels of control.
Oh, very much.
On the backside of control is fear.
That's right.
It's not faith.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you for that. So give us a call, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be in the studio for a couple hours today. We would love to talk with you. And so if you have something we can help you out with, give us a call right now. We're going to go to Ashley in Orlando, Florida. Ashley, are you there? Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are y'all?
We're doing good. You used y'all. We got Florida,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, way to join us in that, Ashley.
We started the show with y'all. At least my island did. So Ashley, what's going on?
I just, in general, am wondering how to just get my life back on track. I've had a lot of hits this year, and I've just been through so much emotionally that it's hard to sometimes even want to do anything, honestly.
Well, how did your life get off track?
Well, this year my mom got sick with COVID, and she ended up in the ICU for over 3 months, and it was long and arduous process, and she eventually passed away, and I feel like since then things have just gone downhill. Mm. My stepdad passed away weeks ago. See, I'm blending the time. Because of when my mom passed away, we were no longer able to stay where we were living. We had my dad's brother offer for us to come stay with him. He lived in another state. So we literally packed up, relocated, and then when we got here, he changed his mind. So we've been...
Oh, my.
I left 2 jobs to come here. I'm supposed to have time to figure that out, you know, but... I've just been putting hotels on my credit card because I don't know what else to do. And I don't know. Part of me also is just really scared of being homeless and maybe having to sleep in my car. So
wow.
I know it's unwise to put that on my credit card, but I don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, do you have a spouse, children that are in this with you?
No, thank God. Thank God. No, I don't. I moved here with my sister, my dog, my stepdad. My stepdad is actually able to stay with my uncle. It's just that he doesn't want us there. So it's me, my sister, and my little dog trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And Ashley, what was your job that you left?
I was a dance teacher, like performing arts teacher, theater, drama, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which I really love. It's really fun. I worked with children mostly, and I've finally found a job here. It's just that I can't really work fully until my background check clears, and it's taking a really long time for some reason to get that done.
And is your sister employed?
Yes, she she's able to work from home. She just has or from a hotel right now, but
And you two are sticking together, trying to support each other financially and emotionally through this.
Yes, we have each other. Yep.
Do you have any greater community there? And have there been any attempts to get with community?
No, I guess that's probably my fault. I haven't really tried. I've looked into resources for, like, homeless shelters and things like that, but apparently in this area it's really, they have a housing crisis, and so there's no shelter needs that they have here. I have looked into that.
Are you part of a church community?
No, not out here.
Why?
We literally just moved here. We were supposed to be able to stay with a family member, and now we can't, so...
This is just devastating. All that you have been through, it's hard for me to even wrap my head around, so that you are trying to keep your head above water when the grief you feel must be overwhelming. And then the betrayal by your uncle leaving you and your sister homeless. This is just incredible what you have been through. So I want to normalize that it's been difficult, impossible for you to get your feet under you with everything that's been thrown at you. I want to go back to community, because you have been given too much to bear on your own, and you need the body of Christ to come around you and to help carry the burden with you. That must also feel overwhelming to even consider that, but it's necessary for you. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk you through ways to access the help that's available.
Yeah, so Ashley, obviously, hear the music. We'll get back to you after the break. Again, if you want to talk to us today, 1-800-229-3000. Also, I want to mention, we have the Restored Workshop coming up in Washington, D.C., November 12th through the 14th. If you register by October 29th, you save $200. Again, if your life has been impacted and devastated by infidelity and you're a woman, this one's for you. Check it out. We'll be right back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. We have Ashley on the phone, and it's just heartbreaking. I mean, these you lose your mom, and you lose your mom pretty tragically. You know, 3 months in ICU with COVID. She ends up passing away just a few weeks ago. Stepdad. And having to move and then find out where you're moving to, there's not a place for you. And so, Ashley, how old are you?
I'm 31.
31. And your sister, how old is she?
Mm-hmm. She's 28 now.
28. Okay. And Milo was bringing something up I want to ask. It's like, how much of life did your mom take care of? Like, how much were you guys taken care of by your mom?
Well, towards the end, we were all living together, and so we just got really, really close, and I feel like God really used that time to heal, like, old wounds from our relationship, and we got really, really close, and she just was like I've always looked up to her. She's my role model, my mentor, you know, the person I would go to for advice and for help. Definitely, I feel like if she was still here, this would have never happened.
Right.
I feel like a lot of our family, even though we're adults, they try to treat us like children, like they're the one in charge. And I feel like we noticed that when she would be gone, that people would from our family would treat us differently.
The irony behind that is that they'll treat you as children, but they won't, because no one would let a child go out on the street if they weren't cruel or abusive.
So a part of Ashley, this adjustment is you've had and I'm going to say this differently than how you presented it, but you've had the rug pulled out from underneath you and your sister in more ways than one, and you don't have a supportive family. As a matter of fact, the family appears to, in many ways, be toxic to you and unfriendly. And sadly, for the two of you, you and your sister, to have to forge into adulthood here on your own is a big step. Mm-hmm. And we were saying at the break, it would be terrifying. It would be frightening to have a mom in a relationship that you just described, and then to all of a sudden have it vanish within a few months. That is a very difficult adjustment. So to Alice's point, you really need a church body that can help provide counsel, love, support, even connections, you know, to I've been through transitions too, Ashley, and I have done everything under the sun to make money to get by outside of my vocations and avocations, doing anything I could to make money. And sometimes we have to do that and work our way back into the creative elements. Now, you had a great idea about Orlando, Chris.
I mean, you're in Orlando, you're in the performing arts, and you have something called Disney right there.
Yeah.
And so even though it may not be, you know, we're right next to Disneyland here, my wife happens to be in the performing arts. She runs a performing arts program. And she often draws from Disney, especially choreographers that are really, really hard to find. So there's a lot that you have going on. But as Mylan said, that especially in the performing arts, it really is hard to get paid or paid well. Mm-hmm. So there may be other things you look at. But to the point, it's hard to show up to new jobs. It's hard to learn something new, whether that be serving tables or coffee or whatever opportunities may be out there, when you're dealing with such heavy grief and loss and fear. So all of those are mixing together, and to the point, being able to connect with churches that can offer some of that support. And you know, I always say this, God works at the edge of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
The edge of our faith is where we take action. And I'm telling you, here's something I've experienced. I don't even have to take what I would look back and say is the absolute right action. It's just an action forward that seems in the right direction. And how many surprising ways that God has met me there. It's been in some desperate and scary, scary times.
Right.
And so, again, Ashley, you are not alone. And what we want to do today is infuse hope into you and your process.
So specifically, Ashley, I want you to find a meeting at a local church. And this might be a Celebrate Recovery meeting. It might be a New Life meeting, because we have those. And I want you to get needy. As I hear that you put all of this on your credit card, I think it's tough for you to ask for help, probably because the people around you, you've lost your mom, who was your main source of help, and others aren't safe for you anymore. But we need to be needy within the church body, because Jesus answers our prayers usually through other people. So it's tough to find the balance between both being self-sufficient and doing everything you can, but as this burden is too great to bear on your own, find a church community, get into a small group meeting, and start to express your needs to safe people there.
And that means to ask. The need to be needy means to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
That's right.
And, you know, it's not easy to do, but we have to do that. The Bible says bear one another's burdens. You know, the Bible says to love one another.
And there's great resources. Life Recovery Today. You know, Life Recovery Today, Steve covers a lot of these, including mm-hmm. grief and loss and help. And tonight he's going to address R for respect, which seems to be lacking in Ashley's family. And Ashley, we're going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back that will hopefully, again, lead you in the right direction and infuse hope into your process. And so thank you so much for calling in. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to believe good things for you. And we'll be right back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Give us a call today, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be in studio for a couple hours today. And I just want to mention that the Restored Workshop, this is for women and wives that have been devastated or deeply impacted by infidelity and a husband's sexual addiction. It's really, really, really important that you have the opportunity for healing and for restoration. So we have our Restored Workshop coming up in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. November 12th through the 14th. If you register by October 29th, you get a discount of $200. So check that out. And then coming in the new year, we're going to have the Emotional Freedom Workshop. We're working on a date in late January for that. And we're going to have Intimacy in Marriage February 11th through the 13th here in Orange County. And that's sort of we've made that a Valentine's Day tradition around here.
It has. It is an unusual gift to give to your spouse, because it's not all warm and fuzzy and hearts and mm-hmm. candy, but it is something that really will show love and how to really learn how to love in a new way.
Yep, man, I love it. And yeah. Truly transformative. So we're going to go back to the calls. We're going to go to John.
I mean, we have some warm and fuzzy things.
There are warm and fuzzies there. Yeah. I mean, it's not all...
It's not just all cold. I didn't want to just say that.
Yes.
Because it's us. Yeah. Kay and me and Steve. We're warm people.
Very warm and fuzzy people.
Sometimes. But we have to be serious, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's both.
Well, and you know, there's a line, you know, the truth will set you free, but first it'll upset you.
Great line. Man, you are really hitting it with great lines today.
He is on
this relator to creator, all that good stuff. Chris, you're doing a great job.
Well, I'm here for the one-liners.
Nice.
All right. Hey, let's go to John in Saskatchewan, Canada, and he's on our app. John, are you there? John, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
There he
John.
Is. John, all the way up. So tell us, my Canuck friend, what's going on?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I've been waiting for a bit to get on here. I'm calling on behalf of a neighbor's kid. She had developed Tourette's last year. She was in grade 9. Between Tourette's and COVID, she basically missed her whole grade 9 year. She started grade 10 this year. And again, she's struggling in school. Her parents are now considering pulling her out of regular school, putting her in a modified school, which is a much lower standard of education. She's a very smart kid. She's a good kid. And I just want to know what causes Tourette's. Is it strictly health issues, or is there... life stressors like home life and stuff that play into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if so, what...
What can we do about it?
And how you can... Yes.
Well, first, John, I think we all want to have neighbors like you. That you would have the heart and the concern, the care, the knowledge of the neighbors. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir, for being that kind of a neighbor.
Absolutely. So...
No, thanks, but...
Well... So did that touch you in some way emotionally for Alice to say that to you?
Yeah, it did.
Good. Well, let that soak in. You know, this girl is important to you, and you're advocating for her, and we need advocates in life. So talk.
Yes.
Let's talk to him about the onset of Tourette's.
Well, Tourette's is a neurological disorder, you know, so there is something that misfires in the brain creating these tics or these involuntary movements or sayings, you know, so it's something that is really frustrating because it happens to us, not something that we are in control of. And so, you know, I can't say that I'm a deep expert in Tourette syndrome, but we know that it exists in the anxiety disorders and that in these involuntary ways. And so oftentimes when I'm working with people that are experiencing this, I am looking exactly what you talked about, John. I'm looking at life stressors. And what are the stressors, or maybe even pains and hurts that are trapped inside that are putting stress upon the body, putting stress upon the mind. And I'm not saying that, you know, you go through this and it all works itself out, because along with that, we want medical interventions as well.
Right.
You know, so we want a medical evaluation for this girl so that she can get proper diagnosis and proper treatment behind it all.
And there's no doubt, John, that stress exacerbates pretty much any disorder. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt that there's stress in her life, because no matter how good her family is and how good she is, they're all imperfect and sin abounds in this world and in our lives. So it's a triple layered issue of both the neurological level, the emotional level, and the spiritual level.
Mm-hmm. And you know, John, let me just say this, John. I have worked with people and have been involved with people with Tourette's. And two things, what Chris and Alice just said is very important, helping them manage the stress around them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've seen people make remarkable progress with the right medication that helps to slow that brain mm-hmm. down so that they are in a greater level of control over what is going on. And so I've seen progress made. And so what Chris said about getting a medical intervention is very important. And typically a psychiatrist can help with that.
What did you want to say, John? Go ahead.
The one thing, and I mean, like I say, I'm a neighbor. I can't get too involved, but I know alcohol is a factor in their home. Mm. And they to their credit, they have gone to a lot of doctors. They have sought a lot of medical help, and she's on pills, and they've changed her pills and different things over the last year. But to me, and this is just from an outsider looking in, but I think it's personal stress. She was here a week ago. She was helping me, and she started with this. Well, she was helping me in the shop, and she says, I'm no good at this. And I said to her, don't be so hard on yourself. And I encouraged her, and her Tourette's quit immediately.
Well, that's wonderful.
I don't know if that is any correlation or if that was just chance. Well, I don't know. But
well, John, I want you to hear us just say, yes, keep doing that. Be a very, very safe, caring person for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know this, the studies are incredibly clear, is that families of addiction become petri dishes, breeding grounds for all kinds of mental health disorders, mm-hmm. including and medical disorders as well. All of that anxiety and frustration and fear and sometimes hurt and pain lives in the body in some way and will have its effect and impact in the body. And it goes back to where we opened the show with. It's why healing is so critically important to our experience, but both our human experience, but obviously our faith experience, and why Jesus does it and talks so much about it. And so healing sometimes is because it's got to be really frustrating as a neighbor when you see the problems, but there's a limit to what you can do about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is continue to be a safe, caring person for her, that you can be a refuge for her, and that when the opportunity arises, that you can be also a safe but very truthful voice in what you recognize and see.
And John, when a child in a chaotic home has one stable, caring, kind person, it protects them greatly from the long-term effects of the trauma that she's going through with her parents' alcoholism. So I can double, triple my compliment to you because you are an important man in this young girl's life, and her interaction with you shows that she already feels a certain level of safety in working with you and in sharing that she feels inadequate. So keep doing what you're doing, sir. You're making a difference in this child's life.
Mm-hmm. We're actually going to send you a copy of How We Love. And the reason for that is because there's these roles that we fall into in chaotic families and patterns that we fall into. And How We Love really shows how those patterns show up over time and how we become, again, safe and secure people in the midst of that. John, we really applaud you, applaud your love, your care for the people around you, and keep being a voice of grace, especially in the midst of this fear and the shame that this girl is experiencing. Again, we're going to be in studio for a couple hours today. Give us a call, 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. And if we can help you, especially find a therapist, we got a nationwide network, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is that number. We'll be right back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live, and we want to get another call in today. We're going to go to Jill in Huntington Beach, California. She watches us on YouTube. By the way, you can catch us on YouTube.
Mm.
All right. So, Jill, how's it going?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's going well. Sunny, nice and sunny here. I want to thank you guys, first of all, for what you do there. The ministry that you guys have there is so fantastic. I have learned so much from you guys. And so I've been a Club New Life member for like 5+ years now.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I believe in what you're doing.
Thank you, Jill.
Oh, gosh, you're welcome. No. Thank you, Mylon. Thank you very much. So just a very quick background. I am recovering from multiple sexual traumas very early on in my life. I listened to one of your shows last week. I think, Chris, you were on there, and a gal had also talked about her recovery that was going on. I am in counseling now. I have been for just a few months again to try and really work through this and come out on the other side. Last week, Chris, you had mentioned something about taking care of the little girl who has been hurt. Those were some of your words. And so what I was curious about is, what does that look like? If you can elaborate on that a little bit more. That was something of a different or an addition into that. It's like, gosh, I guess I've never taken that time to help that little girl heal. And to actually love her and to, you know, get beyond. I used to, for many, many years, I felt like it was my fault. I carried a lot of shame, but I finally got past that. Again, just wanting to continue to recover.
Yeah, you know, and me too. I tend to do that as well. There's a person here in the studio with me that oftentimes helps me with that. And reminds me of that. And so he, yeah, I see your look. I got it. Yep. So what happens, Jill, is that in our grown-up years, when we start experiencing being overwhelmed, being fearful to the point of paralysis, or it could go the other direction, when we get overwhelmed or frustrated and it turns into rage, sort of our adult versions of temper tantrums, what we're seeing really is childlike behavior. But we oftentimes shame that, you know, stop being overwhelmed, stop being scared, stop being, you know, stop having your outbursts. But the problem with that is the child in us that was hurt and got stuck in that moment. And what happens is that moment sets itself a template. And this gets into it a little too deep, but I'm going to go here anyways. It sets it through our 5 senses, our sight, our smell, our taste, our feel, our hear. So what happens is, like, for instance, if I was abused by, let's say, a man and he wore a particular type of cologne, when I would later in my life, I could smell that type of cologne and lo and behold, I could be in a state of shock or fear and not even know why. Now, that could happen through words, that could happen through a lot of different ways. So what happens is that our adult behavior shows up and all of the adult behavior gets the attention. But what's really happening is underneath that is that scared, hurt child is stuck inside who needs cared for. And we want to be able to kind of reverse engineer our experience, stay with it, build resiliency long enough to get back to that core experience of like, oh, that boy or that girl was hurt by this person, and this experience reminds them of that. What do they need?
And Joe, we have a built-in, it's almost a supernatural ability to dissociate when we're under extreme distress and trauma. And the dissociation is sort of a floating away of the consciousness for a time so as to survive the horrific trauma, such as what you have been through. And what can happen, especially in repeated trauma, is that a part of us and our personality can actually split off and be somewhat separate from our central personality. And that younger part, that little girl within Jill, can be hiding and afraid and needing comfort and attention. But when we participate in the belief of it was all my fault, it's usually the little Jill that gets the brunt of it. It was all your fault, little Jill. You set this up. You tempted whatever those beliefs are. And that young part of you might be afraid to interact with you and with anybody else. And so what we do in this work, this inner child work, is we draw and coax out that frightened, abused part of you. And we find out what she needs. And oftentimes she's very angry and resistant to talking. And so you need to be patient with the process. And you want to work with a therapist who has experience working with inner children and can speak to that child in a loving, calm way, but also be gently persistent in drawing her out.
Mm, yeah.
I have had
very
lots of...
interesting.
Yes, I've had lots of conversations with little Mylan. And I've said, you know, I'm the adult you now, mm-hmm. but I want you to know I still see you, and you matter to me, and you were really scared and hurt, and so we're going to be okay, because now is not then, but I just want to take your hand and face what Alice just said, your struggles, your fear, your pain, the horror, the tragedy, the surprise, the guilt, the shame, all of that. I just want to hold your hand and just say it's not your fault, and we're going to grow together. And that is important to acknowledge, that that part of you isn't gone yet, and she needs to be loved there. And that is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. My wife Kay has done that, and I've done that with Kay's little girl. I'll never forget the day I walked home and I said to her, I said, I want you to know I want to get to know that little girl inside you. She scares me to death. This was 35 years ago, but I want to get to know the little girl. And Kay said, well, she scares me too.
Mm.
And I said, but let's get to know her and what she went through. And that was a powerful turning point for us, Jill.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Jill, stay with the work. You're doing it. You're doing it well. You got a lot of resources in your area.
Thank you.
We're going to send you a copy of the Emotional Freedom Workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the Emotional Freedom Workshop, pay attention. We're working on some dates in late January. That'll be online. And yeah, that's a great date that we'll actually be exploring some of these things more in-depthly as well. But stay with it. And if for any reason it doesn't work out with your current therapist, I know a couple therapists in Huntington Beach, California, that may be able to help you. But again, we really, really appreciate your support of us, but also, most importantly, your support of yourself in your own healing journey. We can't do, New Life family and friends, we can't do what we do without you doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do for us is remarkable, and that is contributing and partnering with us to bring hope and healing in life's hardest places. Your contribution, your giving, it matters. And that's one of the things that we want to really, when we invest, when we have our ROI, our return on investment for our kingdom investments, we want to put it in good places.
Mm-hmm.
And I can definitively tell you, I don't get anything for saying this. I do this because I believe in it. Mm-hmm. Mylan Alice does this because we believe in it. But we need your help. So please feel free to give us a donation of any amount. Join Club New Life. Tons and tons of different resources. When you give this month, you'll receive a copy of Understanding and Loving Your Child Who Smokes Pot. Big issue. Thank you for being with us today, and we look forward to spending more time with you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.